This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, we're going to go a little bit deeper into this morning's jobs report because, I mean, come on, 3.9% unemployment is pretty remarkable. The lowest, as you've heard, in 18 years. The weird thing, though, is what's not happening with unemployment that low. Steady, sustained wage increases, as Sudeep mentioned, as companies get more desperate to find workers and realize they are going to have to pay more to get them. So we asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, what is different between then, 18 years ago, and now?
Let's go back in time to September 2000. Bill Clinton's president, it's the tail end of the dot-com boom. Madonna's song Music is number one on the Billboard charts. Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on, I wanna dance. And unemployment was at 3.9%. Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research remembers.
You saw pretty good real wage growth up and down the income ladder. So we're not talking about just higher paid workers, but people working at fast food restaurants, custodians.
Baker says wages were growing 2% a year adjusted for inflation. That's about double today's rate. He says labor unions were more powerful, pushing pay higher. Douglas Holtz Aiken headed George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisers starting in 2001. He says the rapid spread of computer technology helped employees to produce a lot more for every hour worked. Today, those tech changes have pretty much played out.
That's the missing link in the U.S. labor market. Better productivity growth, better pay.
University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson was on the Council of Economic Advisers under President Obama and says employers now have more leverage.
There are a bunch of big employers out there that have a lot of bargaining power. Most workers in the economy aren't able to credibly say, you know what, if you don't give me a raise, I'm going to leave.
All the economists I interviewed say in time, wages should rise more strongly as workers become harder to find. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.